with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In Southern California, National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall says another round of dangerous fire weather conditions with up to 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts are in the forecast.
We're looking at another Santa Ana wind event developing today through Thursday morning. And we're going to see an additional round of critical fire weather conditions across Southern California.
Southern California Edison on Tuesday preemptively shut off power to more than 60,000 customers in five counties to prevent new fires from being sparked by winds toppling electrical equipment. Electricity later restored to most. Parts Southern California could get some badly needed rain this weekend to dampen the prospects of another round of deadly wildfires, but even a small amount of precipitation could create new challenges like toxic ash runoff. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump demanding an apology from an Episcopal bishop after attending a prayer service at Washington National Cathedral. At the end of her sermon, the Right Reverend Marianne Buddy directly appealed to the president, asking him to have mercy on the LGBTQ community and migrant workers who are in the U.S. illegally. Later, Mr. Trump said he didn't think it was a good service, and the bishop and her church owe the public an apology. President Trump has pardoned a major drug dealer who was serving a life prison sentence.
Delivering on a campaign promise he made at the Libertarian Party National Convention, the president signed a full and unconditional pardon for Ross Ulbricht. He was the founder of Silk Road, an underground website for selling hundreds of millions of dollars in illegal drugs. Mr. Trump called Ulbricht's prison sentence ridiculous and described government prosecutors in the case as scum and lunatics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. President Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
His executive order allows the U.S. to quit, which has made a lot of people happy, especially pro-life advocates. You might think the PCA has nothing to do with abortion, but in fact, the lengthy accord includes much promotion of abortion and contraception as a means of reducing global population, despite growing alarm over the fact that the birth rates of many industrialized countries are plummeting. President Trump is also withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has already issued a number of executive orders. One of them declares that the federal government will recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. Under the order, federal prisons and shelters for illegal immigrants and rape victims are to be segregated by sex as defined by the order. Mr. Trump's actions also state that federal taxpayer money cannot be used to fund sex change operations. This is SRN News. Israel's top general resigned Tuesday, taking responsibility for security failures tied to Hamas's surprise attack that triggered the war in Gaza.
Ever since the terrible events of October the 7th, Israel has been waiting for top figures to take the blame for failing to stop what happened. Today, both the army's chief, Herzi Halevi, and General Yaron Finkelman, whose southern command was responsible for Gaza, did just that. Ronan Bar, head of Israel's internal intelligence agency, Shin Bet, is also said to have indicated that he'll step down when the war is over.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson. Two people were killed, two others severely injured. It happened in a stabbing attack in Bavaria. Police say a suspect was detained in the knife attack on Wednesday in a park. It happened in the southern German town of Aschaffenburg. More details at SRNNews.com.